The administration's position about the authority to wage this war is based upon an authorization that was passed on September 18, 2001, before many of us were here, that specifically says the president is authorized to use force against those who planned, authorized, committed, or aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11, 2001. And I would just renew my observation that I think it would have been far beyond the contemplation of the members of Congress who voted on that at the time, and it's certainly beyond the contemplation of those of us who did not vote on that at the time, that those words would be applying 15 years later to an effort in the countries I just mentioned that may mutate to other countries that is, by the admission of our witnesses today, likely to take a good deal more. I think it's very much time that Congress revisit the question of this authorization and try to provide some underlying legal justification for the ongoing military action. With that, Mr. Chair, I thank you.